USA News. I'm Lance Pry. A fiery highway crash involving a passenger van and a freight truck killed over two dozen souls in northern Mexico yesterday. Prosecutors and police in the northern border state of Tamaulipas said the sheer volume of the wreckage and the fire that consumed the van and the freight trailer was a lot. The cab that had been pulling the freight trailer was not found at the scene, suggesting the driver may have uncoupled it and fled. One Democrat senator is not sure an agreement on the debt ceiling will be reached in time.
Senator Chris Murphy says he's skeptical that things will be handled before the presumed June 1st deadline.
If we want to get serious about deficit reduction, then you have to put tax increases for billionaires and corporations on the table.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Connecticut Democrat explained that Republicans wanting to include the budget in negotiations is the main reason he doesn't expect the issue to be resolved in the next 2 weeks. Murphy put most of the blame on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. China sentenced a 78-year-old United States citizen to life in prison today on spying charges. Details of the charges against John Xingwan Liang, who holds a permanent residency in Hong Kong, have not been publicly released. The sentencing comes as President Biden is traveling to Hiroshima, Japan, for the Group of Seven Major Industrial Nations Summit starting Friday. Today is officially National Chocolate Chip Day. Legend has it that the first chocolate chip cookie was a wonderful accident. USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting today a group of former Soviet republics has become a major transshipment center for U.S. and European computer chips, lasers, and other products with civilian and military uses headed for Russia. An analysis of United Nations trade data shows the so-called dual-use products to countries in Russia's areas rose sharply in 2022, skirting sanctions placed on them by the Biden administration for invading Ukraine. Buffalo, New York marked the one-year anniversary of a racially motivated mass shooting that left 10 people dead.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer spoke Sunday as the victims were honored with a moment of silence and a church bell chiming at Topps Friendly Market.
We've all come together to feel the pain that we felt that day and still feel today, but also the resolution that we are not just going to feel pain. We are going to do some, make some good come of this.
The grocery store located in a predominantly black neighborhood was targeted by a self-professed white supremacist who opened fire there last May. The gunman was sentenced to life in prison earlier this year. I'm Skip Kelly.
Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest were under heat advisories, as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see more temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The early season heat wave that began Friday has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.